We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
There's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being. This much we know.
I think that it is a good time for those who voted for the ban against gay marriage to sit and reflect and anticipate their great shame and the shame in their grandchildren's eyes if they continue that way.
I feel that this happened for a much bigger reason than baseball. I think God's put me now in a forum where I can be heard, and I hope that kids would not make the same mistake that I made.
To all of the gay and lesbian kids out there tonight who have been told that they are less than by their churches, no matter what anyone tells you, God does love you. Very soon, I promise you, you will have equal rights federally across this great nation of ours.
Well, in the last decade or so, the state of Missouri has chalked up a number of victories, small victories, but victories nonetheless for the pro-life movement. Missouri has been recognized as one of those states to watch when it comes to pro-life legislation. Now, there have been some setbacks, like embryonic stem cell research and human cloning, of course. But when it comes to the life issue, and an abortion in particular, Missouri has been a state to watch. I wonder, with Barack Obama being elected president and then recently making an appointment to his cabinet of a very, very pro-choice governor, can Missouri hope to maintain that leadership in the pro-life community? We're going to be talking about pro-life legislation in Missouri for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's Thursday afternoon, the 5th of March. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, or you can email us with questions or comments, talkback@issuesetc.org. After a short conversation with Pam Fichter of Missouri Right to Life, Pori Kashmir will join us. We'll talk about the Nation of Islam's Savior's Day, held Sunday in Chicago. And then Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defense Fund will join us to talk about oral arguments heard today by California's Supreme Court challenging Proposition 8 in California, having to do with gay marriage in that state. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Pam Fichter is a regular guest, president of Missouri Right to Life. Pam, welcome back.
Thank you. So good to be with you.
Under an Obama presidency, especially with some of the appointments that he has made, perhaps with Supreme Court appointments coming up in the not too distant future for him, can Missouri hope to maintain leadership and forward momentum in pro-life legislation?
Well, we're certainly going to continue to work just as hard as we can in Missouri, Todd, to send the clearest message to Washington that the people of Missouri are pro-life, and we're doing that in a number of ways. And we must certainly pray for this new administration and their anti-life policies, which they daily display, and it's so distressing and so very, very disappointing that we have an administration so completely dedicated to anti-life policies. But here in Missouri, we are going to continue to work and do all we can to protect the sanctity of human life.
Pam, give us a rundown, if you would, of where Missouri stands right now with respect to abortion. What kind of good regulations or laws are in place that either curtail or limit abortion on demand in Missouri?
Well, Missouri has been a leader in clinic regulations and women's right to know. The Missouri partial birth abortion ban was the model used for the national partial birth abortion ban. In great news today, Missouri again illustrates its pro-life dedication because the Missouri House today voted to perfect a bill that will require that a woman receive, is offered an ultrasound picture before getting an abortion, that she is informed about her child's development and ability to feel pain, and that she's protected against coerced abortion. This bill was perfected today, which means that it has to have one final vote, which we anticipate next week, and then it will move on to the Senate. So this is a very important bill and a bill that will have tremendous impact on saving the lives of unborn children and protecting their mothers.
Is this legislative and regulatory leadership by Missouri part of the reason why pro-choice forces are so active in the state?
Well, certainly. I mean, they want to shut us down, and they want to see us fail in our efforts, and that's why we must be always diligent and always doing our best to inform Missouri citizens about legislation, about the abortion issue and other life issues in Missouri. And we also must call on our pro-life citizens to be involved. And we are doing that by having a Pro-Life Action Day this coming Tuesday, March 10th, in the state capitol, where we're asking pro-life citizens to come to our state capitol and voice their support for the legislation that I just talked about, but also other excellent pro-life legislation, and to let their representatives know that we want them to pass this important legislation.
Okay, what's on the docket? I know that you can't always predict what may happen, but what are the plans legislatively in regulation in Missouri for pro-life agenda in the years to come?
Well, right now, as I said, we have this ultrasound bill and the fetal pain bill and the anti-coercion bill. And then also this year, we are supporting a resolution that is an anti-Freedom of Choice Act resolution. And this has been sponsored by Senator Matt Bartle and Representative Bob Dixon and Representative Cynthia Davis. And what this would do is to send to our elected representatives in Washington the position of the Missouri legislature opposing the Freedom of Choice Act. And this is a very important message to send, because the Freedom of Choice Act, if passed at the federal level, would basically nullify every pro-life law that has been passed in every state since Roe v. Wade. And in addition to that, we're looking to have a pharmacist conscience clause passed, and we're looking for requiring better reporting from the Department of Health. There's so many ways that we need to be battling this anti-life agenda that is out there. We're always looking for ways to ban human cloning in Missouri and ban embryonic stem cell research, and to also ban taxpayer funding of that legislation, of that requirement that's now in our Constitution.
How big a blow was Amendment 2 in Missouri when by kind of hook and crook, the advocates of embryonic stem cell research were able to convince Missouri voters that they were banning human cloning when in fact they were doing just the opposite?
Well, it was the height of deception, because, like you said, the Amendment 2 did exactly the opposite of what their promoters said it was going to do. It did not ban human cloning. In fact, it placed in our Constitution the right to clone and kill human embryos, and also to open the door to taxpayer funding of that. And so that's something that we continue to look at how we can address that. We must also be diligent in watching the legislative appropriations and watching other bills that go forth to make sure that they do not fund this life-destroying research. But Amendment 2 had a tremendous impact. It was an incredible disappointment. But, you know, one thing that the pro-cloning people know is that we're not going away. And in the fact that we have persevered in our opposition to this, they have the Stowers Institute in Kansas City, who had promised to build their research facility to do this kind of research if Amendment 2 passed. They have not built that facility, and they said it's because the environment in Missouri is still very hostile. And it's the pro-life people's opposition to this unethical research that has prevented the construction of that facility. And, you know, anybody that knows anything about the pro-life people knows that we are not going away, and we are going to stay at this as long as that issue is out there.
In the legislature, how does it stack up, pro-life versus pro-choice? What are the percentages there?
Well, I don't have the exact percentages because it varies from issue to issue. We have an overwhelming majority of anti-abortion legislators in the Republican Party, and we have a very large group of pro-life Democrats that are also anti-abortion. And those forces together can work for great things in Missouri. And it varies on other issues. It depends on the legislation and the language and what have you. But we do have a very strong pro-life presence in Jefferson City, and we work with those people in every way that we can, and we are so blessed to have them and so grateful for their pro-life commitments.
With only about 25 seconds, what about new Governor Jay Nixon?
Well, he is not pro-life. He has changed his position. At one time, I believe he was anti-abortion, but he no longer is. He says he supports the law of the land. And, of course, the law of the land is abortion on demand. And that's another reason why we really need to encourage people to come to Jefferson City this coming Tuesday, is to send Jay Nixon the message that pro-life citizens of Missouri are watching what's going on in Jefferson City and that they support the pro-life legislation that is being proposed, and we want to urge Governor Nixon to support that legislation as well. So we certainly encourage all of the listeners to come to Jefferson City for the Pro-Life Action Day. They can hear Jill Stanek, who is a nurse that blew the whistle on the Born Alive Infant Protection Act and was a great voice in that. And also we'll have representatives from National Right to Life there to update us on the situation at the national level.
Folks, you can find out more about the Pro-Life Action Day coming up next Tuesday in Jefferson City on the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Pam Fichter is president of Missouri Right to Life. Pam, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
When we come back from this break, Pore Kashmir is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Nation of Islam's Savior's Day they held Sunday in Chicago. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click On Demand Audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand Audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click On Demand Audio.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Pro-life leader Dr. Lawrence White on why you should support Issues Etc.
In a culture that has forgotten about the truth of God, God's people need to stand upon His Word firmly and faithfully. Issues Etc. raises the questions that are in discussion in our society and in our church today in a way that highlights the truth of God amid all the error and the falsehood of men. This is a program that is making a difference in our society, in our church, in our culture, to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift today. Donate online at issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Defending life from beginning to end. Issues Etc. Thanks for your support.